This is Profit Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, brought to you by Growmark, committed to delivering products you need by people you trust. I'm Dustin Huffman. The effort to keep New World Screwworm from reestablishing itself in the U.S. continues to expand. Federal agencies, veterinarians, and livestock organizations are all working to prevent the pest from gaining a foothold north of the border. While new cases remain concentrated in the South, experts say long-term success will depend on more than just government action. It will require cooperation from producers as well. We'll hear more right after this.
Doing business with Growmark is easy. Growmark is an agricultural cooperative serving retailers, businesses, other cooperatives, and customers in the U.S. and Canada. Growmark provides customers with fuels, lubricants, crop nutrients, crop protection products, seed, construction services, equipment, and grain marketing assistance. Additionally, Growmark provides a host of services for warehousing and logistics, training, and support. Find out more at growmark.com.
One of the most effective tools against New World Screwworm is the sterile insect technique. By releasing the sterilized male flies into affected areas, officials can disrupt the pest's reproduction cycle and gradually eliminate local populations. Bernd Nelson is an economist with the American Farm Bureau Federation and says the expanding sterile fly population remains one of the top priorities in the ongoing response effort.
When we look about what it takes to combat New World Screwworm, sterile fly technique is the best weapon we have against them. Right now, the only production facility that is actively producing flies is the Copeg facility down in Panama that's producing about 100 million flies per week. Now, construction has started on a facility at Moore Air Force Base to produce about 300 million at its peak per week. An additional construction project is ongoing in Mexico with a facility that should produce between 60 and 100 million flies per week once it comes online.
The additional facilities under construction in Texas and Mexico are expected to significantly increase the number of sterile flies available for release. Officials believe that added capacity will strengthen both current response efforts and future prevention strategies. The battle against the New World Screwworm is not fought solely on the production facilities and laboratories, though. Nelson says livestock producers have a critical role to play through routine observation, strong biosecurity practices, and close communication with veterinarians.
A few other things we need to think about here is vigilant biosecurity on the farm level. It's really important for farmers to get eyes on their animals as frequently as possible, to establish a working relationship with their veterinarian, to keep ties close in case there's a suspicious case that needs to be reported to the vet. We need to inspect pens for anything that could cause a wound, as well as following veterinarian protocols for dressing wounds that could be susceptible to New World Screwworm.
Animal health experts continue to emphasize that early detection remains the best defense against the parasite. Frequent inspections, prompt treatment of wounds, and maintaining relationships with veterinarians can all help reduce the risk and speed of response times if a problem is discovered. However, officials say even the best response plan can fall short if producers are reluctant to report suspected cases. Nelson says one of the challenges facing eradication efforts is concern among some producers that reporting a potential case could lead to restrictions affecting their operation and neighboring farms.
Another challenge that we need to really pay attention to is New World Screwworm eradication relies heavily on the reporting of suspected cases. Now, there's kind of a concern that farmers might hesitate to notify authorities due to potential consequences, quarantines, or, you know, the possibility of triggering a broader quarantine zone that could affect neighbors or the surrounding communities.
Nelson says that reporting remains essential because it allows animal health officials to investigate quickly and respond before an infestation has the opportunity to spread. Industry leaders stress that successful eradication efforts depend on a partnership between producers, veterinarians, and government agencies. For Profit Matters, I'm Dustin Huffman reporting.